Not really, no. Later on. Okay, so next presenter is me, and I am with the University of Florida as well. And I have one of my committee members here, Tripti, and then this work here I developed with Dr. Davey. I cannot say his last name, so I'm not going to try that, and do Girl Services, my committee. So the talk that I'm giving today is Ground Apply. Overdose, the manganese show a therapeutic effect against HLB in established vernia sweet oranges. If I'm talking too loud, please let me know. I have like a very loud voice, so okay. Unless you are living under the rock, you don't know that Florida is having like a 13-year-old disease going on and like destructing our industry. So HLB show up in Miami in the early 2004, 2005. So beginning that, we have a rapid decline of our industry, not just in economics, but also in area. We are losing lots of plants, lots of leaves, and we have a trend that Florida is very correlated with the full 90 states production in citrus. So just giving you this graph is showing how rapidly and how drastically this is decline due to HLB, and just like Faisal said, the hurricanes are also one factor then, and we have a lot. So I'm going to give you just here numbers, just to present you not just in the graph, but like how much you're losing it. We're losing mostly like half of the citrus value sale in the last year, like the last 2 years. So like it's pretty drastic, and it is horrible for the growers, horrible for us as scientists, because we need to keep up with the science and everything. Some agencies founded by the growers. So if the growers don't have money to invest in science, we don't have answers, we cannot work with them. So I'm going to give you a little bit of background on why we're applying manganese in superdoses in the field. So we know that micronutrients have an impact on uptake, and HLB has an impact on nutrient uptake, and here we have a comparison of healthy and symptomatic trees and average obtained trees. This is a block that Jude Grosser have tested, and then we have Valencian Carrizo greenhouse plants, and here we have the changes compared with the healthy greenhouse trees. This is among them. Is the list of my nutrients that we have tested, and we see a very low, most of them, we have low, a decline in change, so like we are not uptaking a lot of nutrients as much as we are applying the soil. So we have the same comparison Valencian in the field here, and here we have roots and leaves. So we see the pattern for each one of them. And here we just have root analysis, and we also see the same pattern in field roots. So we are losing. Our plants are not being able to uptake the amount of nutrients we are putting in the soil. So you're like, okay, I'm starving. I don't have food. Please put more. So foliar sprays for this specific problem do not address the root deficiency, mineral deficiency. So we came up with this idea, and then Jude had another block we called is a no huge post office block, and it has 12-year-old Valencia in swingle and another rootstock, and then we have yields, and then we have an increase in half a box per tree from 2015 to 2016, with a normal drop. So those plants have normal drop in the field. And then this was their treatment, this 50-50 traditional best coat, and slow control use fertilizer. And those are the treatments that he used. Those are two rows. And then we have higher. I haven't run stats on this, it's just showing you average just to see what's the difference. We see higher numbers for boxes per tree when you have a combination of three times we call the overdose, but it's three times the recommended dose of manganese and boron that we apply, that you have suggested to apply. We have 3 times boron and 3 times manganese, and both of them with R-node mix or just the micronutrients. So we know that all the micronutrients and all macronutrients as well are important for root and therefore healthy trees. So we have all those nutrients that we can talk about, but we are talking about just boron and manganese. Boron is very tight, the optimum and the excess that the plant needs, but it's necessary for several regulatory carbohydrate metabolisms, and it has a high effect on RNA. So we need that for a cofactor, just like everybody was talking here. Okay, it's a cofactor here, cofactor there. Boron is the same way. And manganese, Dr. Naveen was talking, I think it was yesterday, 2 days ago, about the stress and then how manganese is involved in stress. So it's pretty good that we know that we are we are delivering to the roots and co-activator for all the enzymatic activities. And those are related mostly with stress. So what we know now, we deliver those nutrients through a polycoated system, so like they're slow released, and they are acidified. So we have sulfate, manganese sulfate and sodium borate. And we know that decreased pH, Faisal just gave his talk saying that pH, low pH is a very good and necessary factor for the plant uptake. And then with that, we increase the uptake of the nutrients, and then we distribute those over, along the plant. Whereas when we do direct displays in the leaf, we deliver that on site. We have kind of low transfer of that. We don't see the amount such impact, just like when we apply those micronutrients on the root. And we can say it's a temporary remediation, right? We always need to reapply. So connecting the dots here, I just want to give you why we're doing this. So we want to have an efficient nutrition. So we give the grower the idea, okay, we apply the micronutrients in the soil, and then you can have more yield, or you can have a plant that can indeed fight HLB. And then we have a very important crop. Some of families are going out of business because of that and really don't want it. And then, therefore, I'm saying the perspective to the grower. So our idea here is reduce the HLB symptoms by then applying micronutrients ground, slow-release fertilizer, controlled-release fertilizers. So what we have Vernia, sweet oranges grafted onto rough lemon, and they are 7 years old. And we have 96 plants. They are divided in 6 different treatments, 12 plants for each one, and then we had those 12 plants divided in 2 different blocks. So those are the treatments that we have. They have been applied since fall 2015. Every 6 months, because there's slow release, every 6 months you go there, but the nutrients, it's very easy. There is plants with no nutrition, plants that has these are base nutrition, Harrow's, San Helena mix. This is a mix that Jude Grosser has been applying and showing in talks for a while. It's pretty knowledgeable now. We have 2 times the amount of manganese, 2 times the boron, the recommended dose. The mix of 2 times manganese and 2 times the boron, and then we have 4 times. 4 times, yes, that's correct. 4 times manganese, 4 times boron, and 4 times both of them together. So what we are presenting you here, we have nutrient content for March and September 2017. March being the slow month for the tree, and September one of the full months when we have like new flushes and everything. We have qPCR, we have the CT values for CLAS and EO for the past 3 years. This is a complete randomized block design, and the analysis of variance we're doing took it on R. And the alpha, if it's not different than say, was 0.05. So it's very simple. The results, there's just graphics. I'm just showing you the difference here. We have optimum high and excess for boron content in leaves as a cofactor for many of the enzymatic reactions we need in the leaves. borrow most of the times it's old or too low or too high. We cannot get it in the minimum, in the balance right there. And then we see here a good amount of borrowing, which in the high and the optimal level for 4 times manganese. We always know about the nutrient interactions, so this is a pretty indicator that, okay, with 4 times manganese, we can adjust a little bit the borrowing, whereas when we have 4 times the borrowing, everything was incredibly high, almost in excess, and sometimes this can be very, very damaged for the roots. And this is in the leaves. We see difference. We don't see difference in the roots. I'm sorry. So here we have leaves content for manganese, and just Dr. Naveen was talking 2 days ago about all the stress that we have. Here we can show that manganese and four times manganese with boron, we don't have statistical difference, but we see a difference in the content of manganese, which is not as same as when we have harrows and 4 times. For some reason, we see this pattern here, which we believe must be due to the interaction between manganese and boron. They fight for the same site to be taken up. So we see this trend of we have more manganese when it is alone, whereas when it is boron, we have this influence. Results for qPCR. So I have here CT values for November 2017. That's when we picked the leaves and sent to analysis. And this is where we have the most exciting results for this experiment. We have manganese statistically different than no controls, no control, no extra nutrition, which is pretty interesting for us because we really want high CT values for HLB infected plants. And this is a sum of all the 12, so it is an average for all the 12. We analyze each one of the trees individually, and then we pull and do the average. And then we see higher CT values for plants that were 4 times manganese. I don't have any pictures here, but believe me, I've been there, I collect those leaves. The corkiness of the leaves are different, and the trees are also way greener. We can see they look like normal trees. Like, if you don't tell me, oh, those are infected, they look fine. They are green leaves. So we see this difference here. It's the extreme difference. Some of them, when we get the results back, we couldn't detect anything. If they're not 40, they're like not detectable. So here, it might be a little complicated, so I'm going to walk you through. It's the same graph that I had before with the CT values here. And here we have the yield for 2016. This one, Frank Rogers' personnel pick up all the oranges for that specific block, and they averaged that for us, so they sent us. So thank you, Frank, for that. So we had the yield for 2016 in black and triangles. Yield 2017, we have a post-bloom drop, so that's why it's that low here. We have that problem. And we have 2018 yield right here in the cumulative. And then we see high yields for boxes per nutrition in 4 times manganese, if you don't like that. So right here. So better than not having or no showing amount of bacteria, we also have a good yield here. It's not super statistically significant. There is like A, B, and B. Over time, this is the cumulative effect. Over time, we can see a recovery of the plant, even though not super distant, super drastically from one treatment to another. We see a trend. And then for the grower, I think every tiny little bit of hope right now, it is something to keep them going, the business. So for the take-home ashes I have here, we have an increased uptake of micronutrients and metabolism balance. And this is very important because the plant is growing, but also it's fighting. It needs to balance where the energy is going to, where everything is going to. So this is incredibly important for us scientists, but also for the world to understand what's going on. We have a slightly increasing yield for 4 times manganese, and then we can say with the cumulative over the years, so we need to have more seasons and getting data and see the differences. But also, this is the most important that we saw. We had this therapeutic effect of manganese on controlling the inoculum multiplication. With no further ado, I'd like to thank all the industries that donate the fertilizers to us, especially Frank Rogers and everybody from the Lee Groves, and then for Mr. Arley that helped us a lot over the years when he was with us. So thank you very much.